Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. I am Justin Colvin, your host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. We come here every single Sunday, 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, discussing all things Medicare and retirement. So we thank you for all our listeners out there, and we're looking forward to unpacking a new topic each and every Sunday. Today's topic is a deep dive on Social Security. So this is a huge topic, a huge area of concern for a lot of my listeners, and I've had several of them mention, why don't you talk about Social Security? I'm like, you know what? We're going to do that. So we're going to do that today. If you're tuning in with us, again, this is Justin Colvin. I am owner of the Medicare Help Desk. We are an insurance agency brokerage, and we're licensed in 38 states now across the country, helping seniors every day with their Medicare plan. So this could be Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, Prescription Drug Plan. I also do a lot of ancillary things like dental, vision, hearing, life insurance, and retirement planning. So if you need help with this, you can always call me. Every day I'm in there just on the phone pretty much every day explaining plans and doing enrollments. My direct number is 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin Colvin, 850-632-0033. If you have questions about the show, you can also call me or just even text me. I get text text on that number as well. So again, today's topic is a deep dive on Social Security. So I'm going to try to unpack as much as I can in these two segments. The first portion of today's show, we're going to talk about just kind of the introduction, what it is, when it was started, how is it funded, you know, just kind of the basics around it. And then we're going to, second segment from the back from the break, we'll talk about more of the strategic aspects as far as when should I take the benefit, how much do I get, what factors should I consider when taking the benefit, and all that. That's the things I know you're really looking forward to. So we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. So Social Security started a lot longer than I thought ago. It started actually back in 1935. So over 85 years ago, signed into law by President Roosevelt. So FDR was the guy that kind of got this off the ground. The first retirement check, kind of a fun fact, was issued in January of 1940, so just almost 5 years later when the program was started. And so if you think about it, I know, I'm not going to get political either, so I know this topic is very touchy, very sensitive to a lot of seniors, but we're going to stay off of the political spectrum and just be factual today, just go over facts and data about it. So that's the scope of today's show. But when you think about it, the program was started with the population being a lot lower than it is today. So you know, I know people have talked about, you know, Social Security could be in duress, could be under financial strain. There's not enough money to pay out all these retirees. And that's, I mean, there's some truth to that. But if you think about when the program was first started, the population was a lot lower and the savings rate for the average individual in the country was a lot higher as well. And so we've ballooned in population and the savings rate has plummeted. And so for a lot of people, this is like the sole retirement source of income. It was never intended to be that way, but that's kind of what's happened, unfortunately. A lot of people just haven't planned properly, not saved enough money. And so we have, I have many, many clients that literally that's all they're getting. It's just that. And they're completely dependent on that amount of benefit. So you don't want to put yourself in that situation. You want to properly plan. Obviously, this is a great benefit for all of us, but you want to plan. You want to have a 401k. You want to have IRAs. You want to have other monies set aside, hopefully a pension maybe by your company, and invest so that this is not the sole retirement source. But to go into it further, I mean, it's basically a social insurance program, and you know, it pays for monthly benefits for retirees. It also has a partial disability benefit too. If you're disabled, a lot of clients that are on Social Security disability. So you can provide benefits there and a small death benefit. But the main source is really the retirement benefit. That's what most people think of when they think of Social Security. You essentially, we all pay into this, okay? Each and every paycheck, or if you're self-employed like myself, you pay, you get the benefit of paying twice. You pay your side as the employee and you pay the employer's side. So you pay both sides of this. But essentially, it's the FICA tax that funds Medicare and Social Security both. And FICA just means Federal Insurance Contributions Act, okay? And so the percentages are like this. Social Security is the larger chunk. It's a 6.2% payroll tax on wages up to $137,000, right? And then the Medicare tax is 1.45%, and that's on all wages. There's no ceiling limit. You pay that on all income. So the total is 7.65, or we were kind of roughly say just 7.5%. Or if you're self-employed, it's double that, you know, because you pay both the employee and employer side. And so that those taxes are responsible for funding these two mechanisms, Social Security and Medicare, which is a big chunk of my conversation every day with clients. There's also an additional Medicare tax. I thought it was kind of interesting when I was preparing for the show that high-income individuals must pay. It's small. It's like a percent. But that's on top of the 1.5% for Medicare. That extra 1% is just for high-income earners. And I believe that's around $200,000 or more of income. You do have to pay that on top of the 1.45. So just something interesting there. Again, so with Social Security, you know, a lot of people will say, I don't know when to take it. When should I do this? And they're relying on probably friends or family members. It is a complex topic, and there's a lot of variables. And so you have to kind of look at each person has to make their decision based on their own merit and based on their own scenario. It will vary. I'm going to unpack some client scenarios too. We'll keep the names anonymous, but just different scenarios and what I've heard from other customers and what I think is good feedback. Again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. Every Sunday, 12:30, we present all things Medicare and retirement topics. So if you think of a topic or something you want to hear about that I haven't covered, you can always text me or call me at 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. And you can also find us online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Again, that's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So how much do you get on this Social Security check? Well, that's obviously got several variables. It depends on your historical earnings. Depends on how long you worked, how many years you worked, self-employed versus W-2 work. There's a lot of factors. I'm not going to get all into that. That's kind of getting into the weeds. But there are, again, a lot of variables to determine that check amount. The biggest thing that you can determine, I would say, is the timing, right? When you take it. And that will have a great impact into how much benefit you will receive. Some people like to take it early. My father actually took it earlier. He took it at 62. Others I've known have taken it at the normal retirement age, 66, okay? Which for most people is like 66. Some take it at age 70, and that's the latest you can take it, but you get the highest benefit. But generally, the way the system is structured, you know, the earlier you take it, the less you get. The later you take it, the more you get. And so obviously there's pros and cons to both sides of that. I mean, if you take it early, yes, you get less benefit, but you also get paid longer. Okay, if you take it at a later date, you get paid more, you get a higher percentage, but you also get paid for less duration. So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider. Nobody knows exactly how long we're going to live, but that's one of the big factors you want to look at is, you know, what's my longevity, or what do I think my longevity is going to be? You can look at your just current health situation, right? You know, are you in great health? Are you in poor health or somewhere in between? How many medications do you have? What's the longevity of your ancestors, your parents, that kind of thing? What kind of income do you earn now? Have you saved a lot of, do you have other income sources to draw upon? Are you married? Is your spouse still working? Is your spouse retired? I mean, you can go on and on. There's so many variables, right? So one of the best ways to determine or kind of help, you can call me. I do run some scenarios for clients. You can always reach out to me. And of course, the official source is just Social Security themselves, right? So you can give them a call. Their number is toll free. It's 1-800-772-1213. Again, that's 1-800-772-1213. And then they have some tools on their website. I think you can run some scenarios. They've got like a retirement calculator. A lot of other third-party sites on Google you can find that'll have retirement planning calculators. You can kind of crunch some numbers to see when it would make sense for you to kind of pull the trigger on Social Security. The website too is www.ssa.gov. Okay, so www.ssa.gov being Social Security Administration. And of course, medicare.gov is another great resource as well. So hopefully it gives you a little bit of information there in terms of what to expect. So I'm really looking forward to the second segment. We're going to go more detail on, like, as far as taking, drawing this benefit, when do I do it, and some of the metrics and numbers, right? So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll pay some bills. We're going to dig in more into this Social Security mess that it is and make some sense of it. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host. We're in episode 15 today, deep dive on Social Security. So we're kind of unpacking all the quirks and crannies of Medicare and Social Security, but primarily Social Security today and all the variables that surround this just important topic. This is obviously a critical part of retirement, right? Social Security, you pay into it your entire life. And now you're older, about to retire, and it's time to collect. So how do we do that? You know, how do we collect that? When do we collect it? How much am I going to get? What are the variables? And so that's what we're really unpacking today in today's show. Again, my name is Justin Colvin. I own the Medicare Help Desk, and we help clients every day with Medicare plans. And so if you need a review, need to look at plans, or need help, I'm very successful in helping to reduce premiums. I have thousands of clients around the country. 45 star reviews on Google, tons of client testimonials and reviews. So you can find me on Google. You can find me on my website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com, and feel free to call or text anytime with questions, concerns, or to do a plan review. My number again is 850-632-0033. For those of you tuning in outside of Florida, I'm in Tallahassee, by the way. That's where I do this show, but I have clients in close to 40 states. My toll-free number is 1-800-414-2044. So this second segment I think will be very impactful. We're going to go over more of the specifics of Social Security, some fun facts about it, and as far as the numbers, right, getting down to the more granular portion. So I want to start out with some fun facts with Social Security. The average benefit today, the average monthly benefit, is $1,543. This is straight from Social Security's website, okay? And the maximum possible benefit, so a lot of people say, well, you know, I made a lot of money throughout my lifetime. How much could I get? Well, it's not that much higher. So it does have a cap. But the maximum benefit today for someone who would retire at full retirement age is $3,148. Now, I will say most of my clients are probably getting somewhere around that average. You know, I mean, that's obviously the average for a reason, but it can be, I've seen, $1,300 to $1,800-ish per month is generally the norm. And that obviously takes into effect a lot of different factors, a lot of different variables. We kind of talked about that in the first segment, income earned, how long did you work, your highest years of earnings. It's kind of a complex formula they come out with to figure this amount. But obviously, you know, you have the ability to earn an income throughout your lifetime, right? So the higher that income that you earned, generally the higher your benefit. Pretty normal, makes pretty much basic sense. But also that benefit can greatly be influenced on timing. And that's the big piece we're going to talk about here in the second segment. And so we'll go over that in just a moment. So whenever you're ready to file for Social Security, it takes some time. I mean, this is the federal government. You know, it's like a Titanic. It's a large ocean liner. It doesn't just move on a dime. So you need to allow proper timing to get this benefit triggered and start collecting. And what they recommend on their website is 4 months prior to starting the benefit. So, you know, if I'm going to take it in, say, October, then I should be looking at, you know, summertime, really, maybe June timeframe before, you know, to start the process to actually ensure I get paid by October. Now, it does start quicker than that. I've had clients apply within a month or two, start receiving benefits, but it doesn't always work like that. You know, they're giving you kind of the checkpoint in terms of doing it the right way. It's kind of like showing up at the airport. They say, show up, you know, 2.5 hours prior to departure. Well, most people don't do that, right? But, you know, you probably should, just in case there's a problem or a snag. But that's generally the gist there. Now, as far as when you should take it, this is up for a lot of debate. I have some clients who are like, you know, I'm not promised a day over tomorrow, right? I don't know how long I'm going to live. I'm going to take it first thing. When I have my first opportunity at age 62, I'm going to take it. I would caution against that, you know, unless you have some situation where you may have a health problem. Maybe you have significant health issues or finances are tough. In that situation, obviously, you got to do what you have to do. But in most cases, for most people, taking it early is not to your benefit. It's usually to your detriment. And here's why. So when you take benefits early, which is 62, that's the earliest you can take your Social Security retirement benefit, it's a pretty big haircut. It's about a 30% reduction, and it's permanent. So, you know, assuming, let's say you're eligible, keep the number simple, for $2,000 of benefit, but that is at your normal retirement age, okay? And let's say that's 66, because it is for most people today. It's 66, right? But you want the money early, you could take it at 62. So imagine that benefit being chopped by 30%. That's a pretty big, you know, that's a pretty big amount. So instead of $2,000, now you're getting 30% less, which would be $600 less, $1,400 a month. But it's not just for that year, it's for life. So you have basically, you know, curtailed your benefit by 30% for your rest of your life. I mean, that's the benefit you're going to get. Now, obviously, you get paid it for a longer duration. You're getting it 4 years early. So you have to factor that in too. But that benefit amount could never be, you know, increased once you kind of draw it. So just choose wisely if that's the decision you decide to make. The other problem is that if you take your Social Security prior to normal retirement age, and I'm just going to refer to this as SSNRA, and so that across that acronym means Social Security Normal Retirement Age, or SSNRA. Now, for most people today, if you're born between the ages of between the years of 1943 and 1954, you have your SSNRA, your normal retirement age is 66, right on the button. So if you take it anything prior to that, it'll be less. And it's about, the rule of thumb is it's about 8% per year of a haircut as far as how much less you get if you take it early. So that's why I said by age 62, it's almost 30%, because it's about roughly 8% a year. So if you can wait till 65, even that's better, right? Now it's only maybe an 8% reduction versus 30% at age 62. So you still get more of your benefit. And I would say most people, they're not doing it at age 62. And the reason why, most people are still working longer. You know, unfortunately, as Americans, as a country, we haven't saved enough money. Our saving rate is like an all-time low. So many people are working longer. And it's pretty typical. Most of my clients, if they're taking Social Security, it's usually age 66. Okay, that's the normal age. And the benefit of doing it then is you get the full benefit that you're entitled to receive. You get 100% of it. Okay, the other benefit that's quite nice is you don't have, there's a reduction that occurs. So when you take money early, you take Social Security early at age 62, a lot of people are still working. Well, they have a threshold. And so if you're earning an income from an employer, once you exceed a certain benchmark of income, they start to dollar reduce your Social Security check. So that's another detriment to taking early. So it's 50% haircut on your Social Security benefits. They basically withhold that. So I'm not sure exactly what the threshold is. Let's say it's, you know, $30,000 a year and you're making 60. Okay, well, now you've made $30,000 over their threshold. They're going to reduce 50% of that amount. Okay, so that might be a $15,000 reduction in your Social Security check. So it'd be kind of like counterintuitive, like you're taking this Social Security benefit, but at the same time, it's now getting reduced because you're making above their thresholds for income. They're trying to discourage you from doing this. That's the whole point. So the idea is you want to do, and what I see with most clients and what I would recommend, you know, unless it's completely unavoidable, is just take the retirement benefit at your normal age. That's going to give you the most benefit, well, not the most, but it'll give you the full benefit with no reduction. That's another nice thing, is that you can earn whatever income amount you want. Okay, at age, if you take your Social Security at your normal retirement age, there is no reduction, okay, in your Social Security benefits based on exceeding certain income thresholds and work. So you can make whatever income you have, get the full Social Security, and it's just a beautiful thing, right? So that's what most clients are doing, and it makes the most sense. But as far as the years, I looked up some of these age brackets. The big one that most of my clients fall into is 1943 to 1954. And so if you're born between those years, your normal retirement age for Social Security is age 66, right? If you're born in 1955, your normal retirement age is 66 and 2 months. If you're born in 1956, it's 66 and 4 months. So it's kind of a little staggered formulas you can kind of see here. 1957 is 66 and 6 months. And then 1958, 66 and 8 months. 1959, 66 and 10 months. And if you're born after 1960, okay, then it's 67. So that's the way it's kind of structured. And you can just Google that. Those are just the numbers I ran off. But most will kind of fall in that first bracket, age 66. And so that's what a lot of folks are taking. Now, what if I wait to take it at age 70? Well, you're going to get more than your anticipated benefit, more than your full benefit, right? And that one is about close to 130% of the total benefit amount. But also, you're taking it at age 70, so you have less duration. Some people may decide to do that, to get the higher amount, because maybe they have other income sources. They don't really need to rely on Social Security. Again, you have to look at all the different factors to determine when is best for you to take this. A lot of those factors I kind of referenced in the first segment, but obviously, current age, total income from other sources, your net worth, your current health, overall life expectancy. Are you single or married? Is your spouse working? Retirement goals. What are your expectations? Do you want to travel? I mean, it's endless. There's a lot of things to consider. So, again, with this comes a lot of, analysis. If you have questions, you can give me a call. My direct number is 850-632-0033. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. And again, they also want to reference Social Security's website, which is ssa.gov. And you can call them 1-800-772-1213. So thanks again to our listeners. Hopefully you found something useful today. We'll be back next Sunday, 1230 Eastern. Again, Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Have a good one.